It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Spending up on security amidst White House meetings and large attack surfaces. What will office parties look like? And Microsoft changes their tune on right to repair. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has revealed they defended against a 2.4 terabyte per second DDoS attack back in August. Targeted specifically against an Azure customer in Europe, it came in three bursts over 10 minutes. The company also revealed that Russia accounted for most state-sponsored hacking detected by Microsoft over the past year, with a 58% share, mostly targeting government agencies and think tanks in the U.S., followed by Ukraine, Britain, and European NATO members. China, meanwhile, accounted for fewer than 1 in 10 of the state-backed hacking attempts Microsoft detected, but was successful 44% of the time in breaking into targeted networks, Microsoft said in its second annual digital defense report, which covers July 2020 through June 2021. That's from the AP. Untangled looked at the budgets here, their fourth annual SMB IT security report. Compared to 2020, SMBs have increased their annual IT security budgets. More small businesses, defined as those under 25 employees, are making investments in IT. In 2020, only 28% had annual budgets of $1,000 to $5,000, compared to 35% in 2021. Half, 50% of SMBs now have the majority of their employees working back in the office. However, 41% have transitioned a quarter or more of their workers to a hybrid work model permanently. Continued movements by governments. The Australian government has set a new series of criminal offenses for people who use ransomware. This includes incident reporting for companies over $100 million per year. These will move through the legislative process to become law. This while the White House is hosting a series of meetings today and tomorrow on how to address ransomware. Russia is not in attendance. That said, Randori dug into the attack surface of organizations in a new report, assigning a temptation score to assets to understand those exposed assets. A great headline: 1 in 15 organizations run an actively exploited version of SolarWinds. 25% have RDP exposed. 15% are running outdated versions of IIS 6. The list goes on and on. Now, why do we care? The idea of reputational damage being a motivator to upgrade is one I've put out to pasture. The Randori researchers cite ignorance, not negligence, as the reason for the current state of affairs. That leaves out another, financial incentive. I've argued that the financial incentives just aren't strong enough now to change behavior. String this together. The budgets are increasing, attention is also increasing, yet big sections of the market are just behind. This isn't an easy problem, to be sure. There are massive threats out there that are incredibly well organized. There are signs of progress, this issue being examined at the highest level of governments. Just don't expect the risk analysis to change quickly. Yesterday, I talked about the return to the office. Today, how about the return of the holiday party? Protocol with a piece examining the upcoming holiday season. Are company holiday parties coming back? One events company cites only between 10 and 20% of their normal bookings. Google and Facebook are skipping any major holiday parties, as confirmed by the article. Now, why do we care? It's Q4, and this is the exact time to be thinking about this question. Company culture is a theme I return to often, and opportunities to establish that culture are important. Uncertainty eats away at culture. In roughly 2 months, company will be executing whatever plans they come up with now. So now is the time to make your choices. Linking to the worker sentiment that I've been reporting on over and over again, employees want to feel safe. Find your solution that emphasizes that. Microsoft has agreed to study, via an independent third party, the impact of making its device easier to repair and to make changes by the end of 2022. This made after the shareholder advocacy group As You Sow filed a shareholder resolution on the matter, which they have now withdrawn. Why do we care? This is a big victory for right to repair. Microsoft is a big player here in consumer sentiment, particularly when you include their Xbox products. Think advocacy doesn't work? Here's an example of how it does. And that's why we care. That independent report is going to be a thing to see. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, a week from today, Killing It Live. That's Wednesday, October 20th. Sign up at killingitlive.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.